Chapter 5. Mankind makes a breakthrough. The shell that has confined us to matter has melted. The radiance of soul is now. The milk of the word has brought us to a higher place. We are exalted. Friends, drink in this magnificent view with us. Thank you, my beloved womanhood. The woman again searches for man. Even in my sleep, I try to stay alert to your presence, knocking on the door of my thought, for you call me by my perfect name. Christ knocks importunately, for he cannot wait to share the good news. But for the slightest moment, I am tempted to stay in my cozy mental bed, comfortably asleep, finished for the day. But when your mental touch shook me, I awoke. I got up and remembered who I really am, spiritual being as pure radiance. I am now open to whatever the Christ message is. But I am too late. The inspiration has fled. I fall back into brain waves, yearning for his presence. But being back in matter, there is no solution or answer. Hesitation, however justified, always leads to disaster. I go out again and search more earnestly to see if I can find him among the best of men. And this time I am persecuted. Seeing the advance of soul, the earthbound are terrified. They will do anything to keep me in the black shell of material sense. I command all the watchers, sentinels of truth, that if they find him, they are to tell my master that I am sorry. I am sick of the love of this world. Help me recover my spiritual sense. The watchers respond with a question. Is this an exceptional woman, the fairest of them all? Is womanhood exemplified? Who would charge us to bring God back to her? Tell us, what does man look like? The woman describes man for the watchers. My idea of man exemplifies purity of the highest order, a dominion man who stands above alternatives. His face shines resplendent as luminous gold, fitly framed, like the sun against the night sky. His eyes discern the perfection of all science, flowing through the center and circumference of being. Eyes with a look that is baby soft, beautiful, and focused on eternity. His cheeks glow with the smile of God, with the scent of sweet flowers. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore his lips, presentation of the word, exceed Solomon's glory. His hands are wedded to his words by many wonderful works. His belly is a breastplate of righteousness, glowing white with precious stones, facets of his understanding. His legs stand firm as pillars in the temple, each one a proven testimony linked to God, who is the strength of his love. This is real integrity, a temple like a perfect forest, where all the trees have one identical presence, I am, countenance. The words of his mouth are most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is what my beloved looks like, and this is my friend, godlikeness. O watchers, sentinels of truth, and daughters of Jerusalem.